This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Warning, warning, warning. De hurricane.
Oh, no.
Hurricane season starts Sunday.
Yeah.
That means the torture begins right now.
Yeah.
Yes, I will keep you utterly informed. The 12Z European ensemble that I was perusing through earlier apparently now is upticked in support, showing the possibility of formation in the Eastern Gulf during the second week of June, which would make it 2 weeks from now. What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Hurricane
season. Yeah. Hurricane season officially starts Sunday. Told Mother Nature, don't try to get an early start. In fact, don't even get me started. What we were hoping, she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, it is real. I mean, the possibilities are always real. But we'll keep you informed. It's the Sky Weather Center.
The Sky Weather Center.
Center.
Yeah! And it's brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. But on a serious note, really, we'll stay on top of any and all things that could befall us, unfortunately, here in the Sunshine State. And what you want to do is just get some of the basic necessities. Start knocking that list out. If you did it about 2 weeks ago when I brought it up, you know, every time you go shopping, you get a little something of this, a little something of that,
yeah.
A little battery-operated radio, a flashlight, and next time, get yourself some canned goods, make sure the water's all stocked. You know the deal. You know the drill by now. But perhaps you're new, and if you're a newbie, then you just want to keep it on the sky, and we'll let you know. And hopefully, we will get through this. What could be a somewhat of a busy season, I guess, but it doesn't really matter what they see in the future, because it doesn't always hold true, as we know from everyday weather forecasts.
Yeah,
school is out full summer.
Well, for some, right?
Well, for Marion County, today's their last day of school.
Nice.
Yep. But let's see. In Alachua County here, no, they hate the kids, so they have to go all the way to June 3rd.
Aw.
So mean. But Marion County, yeah, today's the last day of school. The kids sometimes act up on the last day of school. I mean, it's not exactly Devil's Night, I get that, but do they?
We just kind of did nothing. You know, it's kind of like we just kind of coasted at that point.
I think I jumped out the window in middle school and tried to leave early. I got in trouble for that. Yeah. I mean, when I say early, I mean literally, like a minute before the bell rings.
Oh.
The teacher still tried to.
That's not like overly rebellious or anything.
Giving me a D in typing was like bad enough, and now you want to punish me further? No wonder I'm climbing out the flipping window trying to get away from you, lady.
Wow.
You ruined my honor roll between that teacher and my chorus teacher. They ruined my life, I say. If we're looking to blame.
Well,
if I was a Democrat, that's what I'd do.
Because you have to blame somebody for it.
Hey, man, who do we blame for this awesome get? And that is the get, meaning Byron Donalds, the congressman.
Yep.
The guy who's going to be the next governor.
Good possibility.
I'm calling my shot right now.
Yeah.
Right out. I'm pointing.
Uh-huh.
The crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
It's the 23rd annual Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jean Barbecue featuring guest speaker Byron Donalds. I understand that Congresswoman Kat Kamick is also very much invited and will speak. But I'm looking forward to this along with a bunch of other people. Don't wait too long to get your tickets, okay? If you want single tickets, they're $95. If you're a veteran, it's only $75. And, of course, you get tables you can look for sponsorships and stuff like that. Go to AlachuaRepublicans.com/tickets. And that event is coming up Thursday, September 25th, which sounds like a long way away, everything else does. And then it'll be three blinks, and I'll go, yeah, can you believe it? Tonight's the Black Tie Blue Jeans.
Uh-huh.
Time is like a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
When you get old like me and Greg. It's like a ceiling fan. That's how fast it goes around.
It makes a little more noise than it used to.
Mm. Do you know I sleep without a ceiling fan?
Okay.
Which I've never done my whole life. Until Betsy.
See, that would be different. Because when you're used to one.
Oh, yeah.
That definitely
I would say
changes.
My whole life. 15 when we moved to Florida.
Huh.
Just got used to that little... low, little dull thing, a little white noise or whatever, a little bit of air moving.
See, I'll keep the fan on, as in the air conditioning fan, on, so that it's the white noise in the background, kind of does the same thing.
Now, I've done that before, like in a hotel, because I don't want it to go, when it goes on, it wakes you up.
Yeah.
But I've never done it at the house, I don't think, unless I was trying to air things out. I wonder what that cost factor is to run that blower fan
through
the whole house.
We keep it on like most of the time and then try to back off the temperature of the compressor kicking in. So you got cool air moving because moving air feels cooler.
But it's not as cool as like some people have it. 69 at night for me.
Really?
That's probably why I don't have to have a ceiling fan.
Correct, because you're chilled anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like a little light blanket on me.
Oh, yeah. You have it. It's just physiological. You sleep better when you're cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Casino night is coming up.
That sounds fun.
Well, especially when it's for a good cause.
Oh, yeah.
Marion County Building Industry Association presents Real Deal Casino Night at Ocala Betts. That's on Southwest 60th Avenue, Airport Road in Ocala. And the event is Friday, June the 6th. From 6 p.m. to 10:30, and the net proceeds will benefit the Marion County Veterans Memorial Park in Ocala, which is an excellent cause. If you want more information, you can go to marionvetpark.com. Start planning for that fun event. A little bit of gambling, but it goes to a good cause.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you win, I don't think they can give you cash, can they?
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
How do they work that, by the way?
I know
you've been to some of those charity events, but you don't participate at all?
Well, the things that I was at, you were getting for your wins, like these things that went into drawings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what they give you. They give you tickets to a drawing for something else that you could win, I guess. I don't know. Uh-huh. But the bottom line is, it sounds like a lot of fun, and it is for a good cause. So there you go. Once again, that's Friday, June the 6th from 6 to 10:30, Casino Night. To benefit Marion Veterans Park. I like it. All right. Are you ready for some Hoochie Coo?
Oh, yeah.
Rock and roll Hoochie Coo.
The This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:19 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced on Wednesday that the U.S. State Department will be revoking visas of Chinese students with connections to the Chinese Communist Party. And this will include those with, well, the CCP connections or studying in critical fields as well. The move comes amid the Trump administration's crackdown on student visas at Harvard and the broader university system at large. The administration also has alleged that the university coordinates with China in its foreign student programs. Harvard filed a lawsuit Friday in an effort to stop the administration's decision to prohibit the university from enrolling foreign students. Harvard's suit portrays itself as an innocent victim for defying the White House's demands to end anti-Semitism on campus in coordination with the Chinese Communist Party. With a stroke of a pen, the government has sought to erase a quarter of Harvard's student body, international students who contribute significantly to the university and its mission, Harvard argues in its suit, according to an Associated Press report. Without its international students, Harvard is not Harvard, really. So you need that communist influence, otherwise he would cease to exist. Harvard would be Harvard in perpetuity.
Yeah.
And they'd never even have to have a dollar of tuition. Mm. That's how much money they have set aside in terms of endowments. I mean, literally billions and billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Why isn't Harvard saying that almost 31% of their students are from foreign lands, yet those countries, some not at all friendly with the United States, pay nothing toward their students' education, nor do they ever intend to? Trump posted that on True Social. He said, nobody told us that. We want to know who those foreign students are, a reasonable request, since we give Harvard billions of dollars, but Harvard isn't exactly forthcoming. We want those names and countries. Harvard has $52 million. Use it and stop asking the federal government to continue granting money to you. Yeah. I mean, does it make sense? Look, let's look at it this way. Is every student that comes from China connected with the CCP? Maybe not.
I was going to say, directly, indirectly.
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter whether you can find a connection or not. If you know if they come from China, you know that the Chinese Communist Party can reach out to them in many ways and direct their activities. Now, that's absolutely a fact. It's even in their constitution, if you will. If the government reaches out to you and asks you to act on their behalf in any capacity, at any time, anywhere, you are supposed to follow through with that. Now, if you don't, what'll happen? Will anything bad happen to you personally? Maybe, maybe not. But if you have any family at all that is in China, and you're a student over here, and you don't do what the CCP asks you to do, there's going to be issues there that you're not going to be happy about. So that's kind of how it works. I mean, that's why trying to be friends with a communist country is very difficult. And some of those best friendships are like at arm's length. But when you're educating some of their best and brightest, and you're giving them some of the best and brightest ideas. Yeah. You see, here's the thing. You can force people to sit in a classroom, and you can force them by rote to learn certain things. And if you push education enough, there's a high likelihood that most of them are going to be pretty successful. Maybe not successful. They're going to be good students. The thing that helps America to be awesome is the creativity that people possess, and it's brought forth in education from the very earliest levels, where in China, that's not necessarily the case. So entrepreneurialism and inventions and things like that come as a result of being, both very, very bright, educated, and creative. And that's sort of their missing link, if you will, in terms of culture, a real kind of a creativity. And so they come here and they're filled with all sorts of creative ideas that then they can go home and share with their counterparts in China and to work toward. Look, They don't respect like copyright laws or anything else. So we have to really take a serious look at this if we should continue to educate. And it's not just the educational thing. It's when you allow people to come into America like that, it's a free country. So they have access to all sorts of things.
And when you've got a professor actually saying, Trump has the right and kind of the responsibility to do that. That says a lot. Even if they are, air quotes here, good students, I mean, it still makes sense.
Yeah, Harvard professor of bioengineering and applied physics, Kit Parker, said that it's best if the Trump administration and Harvard's administration meet and try to resolve the conflict. And he said, a list of foreign students is perfectly reasonable. It's fair. And I think it's prudent.
Yeah, I mean, if you're using common sense...
Yep. Yeah. And will they actually get together? This person, this Kit Parker, says, I certainly hope so. I've been encouraging that on our campus for months now. If President Trump will meet with Putin or he'll meet with Kim, he'll certainly meet with President Garber. You should always be talking to your enemy so you can avoid a conflict that's going to hurt both sides. Certainly this conflict is going to hurt both sides. The only people winning right now are the Chinese Communist Party, who have got to be laughing at the way our institutions of higher learning are disassembling themselves over the last several years and this current battle with government. Very interesting.
It is. Not the view you'd expect, necessarily.
No, but, you know, that's somebody who applied physics and bioengineering. That is somebody who has more of a scientific mind, not a liberal arts
leaning to the emotional
person.
Side, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Poverty Law Center. They're very left-wing, in case you didn't know. Their name is not really very telling.
Yeah.
They're attacking Turning Point USA, America's largest conservative grassroots youth organization, by placing the group on a so-called hate map alongside with the Ku Klux Klan chapters for having an anti-government stance. Really?
What?
Yeah. Turning Point USA, they say they have an anti-government stance.
You probably don't get more pro-American than them. Wow.
It is, these are interesting times we live in, are they not?
That's a good word.
Whoopi Goldberg apparently, you know, is so out of control now that apparently ABC executives told her to tone down the Trump hate.
Really?
Yeah, because you're blatantly giving the country the middle finger.
Wow.
But she's so ensconced in her own little world.
They're not changing.
She has no idea. No. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. CNN should be getting some kind of idea. Their ratings are in the tank, even for them. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Happy Thursday. Come on, weekend. It is 8:34. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. What's going on, Greg?
Oh, live with the dream.
I can tell you what people aren't doing.
What's that?
They're not watching CNN.
No.
When's the last day? Do you remember? The only time I ever see CNN is like somebody from Fox is like cutting up little vignettes and little pieces of it to show how stupid CNN is. Other than that, it was probably about 2 years ago. I tried to watch it just to go, you know, I really need to kind of see what people are thinking, what they're talking about. It was before the election and stuff. I literally couldn't take it. I was, you know, vomiting in my mouth, which is not a good taste or feeling.
Not especially breakfast time. For me, it would have been only the last time I stuck in an airport.
Yeah.
Waiting to get on a plane because so many airports, I guess they got a contract with them probably, just do anything for captive audience.
You know, that's funny. A trip I went on recently, I don't remember really. Maybe, I guess, near the lounges or the places where you get some food there might have been.
Yeah.
But not in the general waiting areas. I don't remember seeing TVs. Maybe I missed them. Maybe I had other things on my mind. But
because usually that's where they are, when you're in the seating area while you're waiting to board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they took them out.
Interesting.
Because they thought maybe they could be, you know, I don't want to watch CNN, and then somebody puts it on Fox, and then hell breaks loose.
Can't have that.
Well, look, if you love your CNN, how come you're not watching it? How come you're not supporting it?
Uh-huh.
Their glorious ratings collapse, this is an op-ed from John Nolte, so yeah, he's having a little fun, is only growing more glorious as its weekly average viewership collapsed to just 405,000 during the week of May 12th. I mean, that was during prime time. That is really low. This is a network we're talking about. Over the course of the total day, CNN's average viewership sank to a humiliating 341,000 viewers. In the 25-54 age demo that sets the advertising rates, CNN attracted an average of only 74,000 viewers during prime time. And a pathetic 58,000 average over the total day. That really is. I mean, I'm not just poking fun and having fun at their expense. I mean, that's really low.
That's bad. Yeah.
I mean, look.
That's embarrassing.
The same week last year, so just go back 1 year. If you compare it to, they've lost 16% of its primetime viewers and 28% of total day viewers. Wow.
That's a lot.
Could it be that people are just souring on cable news, you know, the recycling, the same stories over and over again? No. What people are souring on is being lied to and deceived by CNN. During the same week that CNN sank to a well-deserved bottom, according to Adweek, Fox News rose plus 26% in total viewers and plus 52% in that 25-54 demo. During the total day, the network saw gains of 23% in total viewers and 32% in the demo. MSNBC, did they all go there from CNN? No.
Didn't think so.
They're also suffering massive losses, but they're still doubling CNN during primetime with 811,000 average viewers. So basically, there are no, I don't know what you would call them, because MSNBC I always considered even a little bit further left than CNN. You know, with some of their hosts they have on, like Rachel Maddow and stuff.
Yeah. I
mean, they really have some real
losers.
I was going to say real winners, but you got it right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, yeah, they're not gaining the viewership. CNN's not. Fox is way up. I think that this is, you know, part of the Trump effect. But if you think, you know, the smart thing would be, here's always a smart thing, any business model, forget about TV. What's the competition doing? We're losing customers. They're gaining them. What are they doing? What are they doing differently?
Uh-huh.
How can we capture or recapture our market or capture a new audience or a new customer? How do we do that?
Because if they're doing something that's drawing people and we're doing something that's driving them away,
maybe we should change.
Well, there's a concept.
Wow. Wouldn't that be very progressive of them?
Good word. Good word chosen there.
Maybe they can be more inclusive. You know, like include, I don't know, the truth in some stories. Include maybe a perspective that's just slightly right of center instead of far left.
Then they might include some more, viewers.
And they really, I mean, you can't have any real, like, debates. because they fall apart on the issues.
Yeah.
I think puberty blockers is a good idea for kids. If there's one thing we know, hormones can really screw a person up. Like, yeah, that was a good debate.
Yeah.
Okay. In every way that matters, CNN is dead, according to John Nolte and the numbers. Its time is over. They're basically Bruce Willis in The Sixth Sense. Still walking around, going about its day. But as far as life force, CNN is dead, dead, dead.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And they just don't know it.
No one is watching, and it long ago hoard out the one thing it cherished most, its ability to shape the daily narrative, influence public opinion, and terrorize politicians into moving left. Yep.
Oh, wow.
And nobody ever dreamt that someday we'd see a number as humiliating as 405,000 during the same time frame that Jake Tapper annihilated whatever was left of his reputation. This really is the golden age, and it's not just CNN. MSNBC is nowhere near what it was during the Obama era. The regime media overall is a fat and smug eunuch incapable of moving the needle.
Wow.
A fat and smug eunuch.
Damn, he nailed him.
Look at the recent record. The corporate media tried to make a big deal out of Qatar giving us a free Air Force One. They tried to pivot from Biden's health to Trump's. They really, really tried to bully Trump into bringing Kilmer Albrego Garcia back from El Salvador. Fail, yeah. Fail, fail. So this will be interesting from a business model perspective. They don't have a choice. I mean, what do they talk about in board meetings when they go over this stuff?
Oh,
and I can tell you right now that the ratings on that does transfer directly to their ability to generate revenue. I mean, that's it. And if they don't have the ratings, they certainly will not have the revenue.
Mm-mm.
And if they see that, I mean, the writing's not just on the wall, it's everywhere. What changes are they willing to make? Why do they keep fighting this kind of uphill battle, if you will, or it's like fighting the tide? You're not going to win.
We've had the discussion. Do they really think they're right, or they've just been so indoctrinated that once they've kind of dug their heels in, they can't think any other way?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, nobody wants to be told their baby's ugly,
right,
kind of analogy. And I think that they're a combination of both of those things. And, yeah, I mean, you really would have to clean house. You'd have to go high up and start cleaning house.
Yeah.
And you would have to develop and bring it. I mean, where are you going to get personalities from?
Right. You need new talent.
And again, then where do you find this talent? Because you know, they like to pluck them from the political world, but then you already know, kind of have a pretty good idea of what their ideology is,
right? And we've seen who they've pulled in before.
Well, so, I mean, look, when you put a guy like Al Sharpton, who really should be
in
like
jail,
a national disgrace at the very least,
yeah,
he gets his own show.
That's just
crazy. On MSNBC. I mean, that should tell you something right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, but it's clear that they need to change. I mean, remember they tried to do Air America and they tried to do Lefty Talk Radio?
That was a miserable
That completely
failure.
Bombed. They're I don't know, in CNN, I mean, they started all of this. This was Ted Turner's brainchild, and to have a 24-hour cable news that you turn on anytime, you know, anywhere, and you're going to get this consistent coverage of really of headlines. And then as they began to grow, you know, they would have more people and cameras on the ground and all over the world.
It was amazing.
I
mean, it was a model of what to do. But then there was that thing called content.
It is like they sold their souls. They believed that it was going to work out for them.
Yeah.
And it's a miserable fail on every level. But will they change? Can they change? Are they capable of it? I mean, remember, if you do it properly, you're gonna have to blow the whole thing up.
Oh yeah, like you said, and again, because it does filter down, you've got to start way up top. So how high can you go and make that change happen?
I mean, really, if you really wanted to be smart,
Yeah.
You would hire some talented people away from Fox.
Yeah.
Both, you know, behind the scenes, yep. Producers.
Clean house. Yeah.
And that's really where a lot of the hard work is done. It's the producers that really make it, the behind the scenes ones.
They push it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. Well, they're responsible for a great deal of content.
Yes.
It's nice when you got a pretty face that delivers it or somebody that seems to be credible mm-hmm. to deliver the information, but really it's the producers that really make it happen, really put these yep. things together. And of course, they cost less than the talent. So,
yeah, ironic, isn't it?
Well, wait a second. I could catch myself. I could trip myself up here.
Wait
Greg.
A minute. No, so the Hold producer needs to make a...
Let's forget that whole last segment. Let's strike it from the Bob Rose Show podcast.
I don't know.
Which is available wherever you normally get your podcast. You won't miss a minute of the show. In this case, I do want you to delete about a minute of the show.
I'm going to go listen to it.
Thank you very much. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Welcome to another day in paradise, my friends. Yep, you're in the right space and place. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Happy Thursday and go Gators. Yep, Lady Gators taking to the Diamond today at noon. And they're going to take on Texas. They are in the College World Series. Congratulations, Gator girls. Now keep on winning. And then the guys, they play tomorrow at noon. This is the NCAA. This is a regional. It's the Conway Regional. It's up in the Carolinas. So at noon tomorrow, the Gator men baseball team will face East Carolina. And that should be on the Deuce. Ladies, I believe, are on the regular ESPN. The boys are on the Deuce. I don't know. Is that right? That is correct. What's up with Skittles? They changed Skittles? So people are going to panic. I think it might be a good thing, and I'll tell you more about it. But first, I want to remind people, Letchwood County Board of County Commissioners voted unanimously to approve a comprehensive plan change for an 82-acre property near Noonan's Lake. Yes, the very pristine alligator-infested Noonan's Lake. I think there's an alligator about every, what would you say, every square 3 yards, Greg?
You know, a little side note on that, because you will remember this, I'm sure. A few years ago, we were doing a little bit of cleanup out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy comes trotting by us. He's got his little boogie board, whatever he's got. He's going to go out and, you know.
Wakeboard or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's going to go out.
Whatever it is.
And literally, we hear a splash, uh-huh. and literally like 30 seconds later, he's walking back. And he goes, no. The big splash was the big gator he saw jump in the water, and he decided not to join him.
Well, remember how it started when he was walking toward the lake.
Yes.
I said, are you really going
yes.
in that lake?
Yes.
And he looked at me like,
I'm
a man. What do you mean? Blah, blah, blah.
And like 15 seconds later, he's back.
You hear a big splash, which was not him.
It was not.
It was a big splash of a gator going, it's lunchtime. Yeah, then he comes back out.
I will never forget that.
And boy, was his tail like between his legs on the way back. It's like, no.
Put his board in his car and he left.
Like, I tried to warn you, bozo. So clearly he was some sort of, you know, hippie know-it-all, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know-it-all. You're so sweet. You're smarter than an alligator, but they'll still eat you, dummy.
Yes, they will.
So anyway, back to the original subject. So they're going to approve, possibly, it sets the stage for 149 single-family homes. Good luck. And I mean that really with all due respect. I feel for the people that try to build houses in this area, in the Gainesville, Alachua County area. I really do. I feel for them. I know it's a headache. It is a nightmare. They've given you some initial approval, but really good luck. All the hoops you got to jump through.
which all require fees.
Now, if you want to build a giant apartment complex on top of other giant apartment complexes,
yeah.
Well, by all means, man, you'll get the green light completely. Oh, you'll get the green light. The rest of us will be sitting at the traffic lights because the roads can't even handle the amount of traffic that is generated currently. It hasn't been able to handle it for over 20 years. But they keep on putting up apartment complexes. But if you try to build homes or affordable homes or anything, oh, no, wait. Well, that's environmentally sensitive. We can't do that.
Right.
Which, by the way, even though this is near Noonan's Lake, and I don't know, there are some people that row on Noonan's Lake. Other than that, I don't know too many humans that venture out there.
Right.
But that doesn't mean ecologically it's not important. But all these homes, don't worry, they're not going to be on septic. They're going to be tied into the city's sewer system. So, you know, if you're going to, if they're going to try to use that as a,
right.
Oh, no, it's going to pull. I got to tell you, that was horse hockey baloney from the very beginning. The whole idea that septic tanks are polluting this and polluting that. I'm not saying it never, ever happens.
Sure.
But a working septic tank does not do that, number one.
Right.
Okay, some are older and broken down. It impacts such a sliver. But the big offenders are ag and golf courses. But ag makes a lot of money, and golf courses, apparently, there's some influencing factors there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you're really worried about the water, yeah. A home with a septic tank is not going to destroy it.
Right.
So I get so tired of that because that's individuals. In other words, who's going to represent the individuals when they come in and go, oh, hey, you have to update your septic tank to these new guidelines, mm-hmm. and that's going to cost you about $12,000.
Well, let's go down that road of how they treat the individual. So that's the sewage side.
Mm-hmm.
What about the water side, where certain months of the year, especially in Gainesville, they will tell you whether or not and when you can water your own stinking lawn? I know that's one for you.
Yeah, but at least they tell the bottling companies at the same time, hey, you need to stop bottling for a little while. No, they don't.
And then Kay had mentioned earlier, you know, she gets tired of watching them just like level down whole fields of trees to build the next apartment complex. But you as an individual, you decide you want to cut down a tree in your yard. And then they come along and say, oh, you know, that's this sort of tree and it's protected and you can't cut it down. I've got a neighbor having dealt with that. So as the individual, you have no rights on your own property, but if you're the right developer, we'll mow that sucker down and give you a new four-story apartment complex.
And you know, you could live anywhere in the country, and mowing the trees down to build a subdivision is nothing new.
No.
But here we live where supposedly we have pride in this canopy,
mm-hmm.
these beautiful trees that we have that we're blessed with, but I don't see much of an effort to try to maintain those trees. I mean, you'll see every once in a while a couple of them they'll try to save. But
right.
By and large, man, they rip it, they cut it, they tear it all up.
Which totally surprises me because it goes against all the other things they have done to preserve some areas.
Just like California. Hug a tree, hug a tree,
yeah.
Until your neighbor puts up a solar panel and they win and you have to cut your tree back. That's a fact.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. I go, well, wow, now we see what people are really all about.
Hypocrisy, anyone?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep, they paved paradise and put up a solar panel or something like that. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Thursday. Yes! And coming up, the 9 o'clock stretch, right? That includes things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts there. Got more headlines lined up as well. And the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally get your podcasts. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of this fine show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.